When the enemy's within me, picture me, my identity's winner. Checking my pedigree, this is my autobiography. More than a philosophy, life is living, and I gotta be driven. Given my history, rising above the odds of
World War Who?
You
World War Who?
It's up
World War Who?
It's true, I think we're fighting ourselves.
World War Who? World War Who?
It's you
World War Who?
It's up, I think I'm fighting myself.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the World War You podcast. I'm your host, as always, Mansfield, and I'm happy to be here with you on this Friday just to chop it up, talk about what life is about, what our purpose is, and how we can reach our fullest potential and be great in everything that we do. Now, without wasting much of your time, I'm sure we all come to a place where, or we've been to a place where you are trying to achieve something, where you're working so hard to achieve something, but the outside world looks at you and says, this is not going to work. I don't know why you're putting in so much effort. This is not going to work. Or you are not cut out for this. You are not going to achieve what you think you will achieve. And what I've noticed or what I've realized in life is that this comes in from two places. It's either people that are talking to you have failed at what you are trying to do, or they simply just don't like you as a person. So it's either that they have failed at doing what you are trying to do, so they're imposing their failures on you. So they'll come to you and say, we also tried this and it didn't work. So how different are you? What do you think you are going to do different that's going to make it a success? But what that then does is, if you're not strong enough, if you're not mentally strong enough, you could concede and say, you know what, if these people tried it and they failed, who am I to try it and succeed? But I strongly believe that you are better off being in a place where you try and fail than not try at all because someone doesn't like you or because someone said you are not going to succeed. So this week I started watching a docuseries on ESPN called Men in the Arena. It's pretty much the story of Tom Brady, who is an NFL player. He's a quarterback for Tampa Bay. There's also a rumor that he's recently retired, which is what triggered me trying to just start going through his career. I've always been like, you know, reading up on news and watching him on the news when anything at Tom Brady comes up. But this time I really took it upon myself to really dive into the journey of Tom Brady. And it's so phenomenal that he's been playing in the NFL for almost two decades now. And it's amazing what he's achieved in those 20 plus years. He's won the most championships and he's at a phenomenal time in his life. Even if he's over 40 years old, he's still playing like he's in his 20s, and he's just a phenomenal great guy on and off the pitch. But the docuseries is pretty much 10 episodes that show how he became, or how he started, and how he got to the place where he is now, where he is in the conversation of, is he the greatest NFL player of all time? And in some arenas, is he the greatest sports person of all time? So I just wanted to like touch on some of the things that I learned from just doing my research on Tom Brady. And the most amazing thing is, there's a speech that was done by Theodore Roosevelt back in 1910, on April 23, 1910, which was originally called Citizenship in a Republic, but soon became to be known as the Men in the Arena. Now, this is considered one of Roosevelt's best speeches ever, because just not does he touch on his own family history and the war and human and property rights and the responsibilities of citizenship, he also railed against cynics who looked down at men who were trying to make the world a better place. So I'm just going to read this speech that has aptly become known as the Men in the Arena. And this is the portion that really gets a lot of people. I mean, if you look for inspiration anyway, if you type in the Men in the Arena on Google, this is probably the portion of the speech that you're going to get. And it reads, "It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or when the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Now that last bit for me stands out, where he says, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. So for me, this speech, Roosevelt was just simply trying to show us that regardless of what society thinks, whether they think you've taken the right path or you're off on a wrong trajectory, that really doesn't matter. What matters is what you do when the opportunity presents itself for you to fulfill your purpose. Whether people think your purpose is stupid, whether they think it's nonsense or it's impossible, what only matters is what you do when you are in that place that you need to execute on your purpose. Now, we all set goals. We all have a plan of where we are going in life and what we want to achieve. And the truth is, it's never going to be easy. There's a lot of factors that come into you achieving whatever you want to achieve. There's luck, there's geographical location, there's position, there's patience, there's endurance, there's being prepared. There's a lot of dynamics that come into play when it comes to fulfilling your purpose. But at the same time, at the heart of all those things is your self-belief. Because there are going to be people who will come and challenge what you believe in or what you are trying to achieve. So you say you want to start a business. I've tried the same business that you're doing. It doesn't work. The market is flooded. Or you're trying to lose weight. It's not going to work. You started too late. You should have done this when you were a bit younger, when you could exercise more. At this stage in your life, this is not going to work. You're trying to fix your marriage. I've been there before. Trust me, a divorce is an easier way to go than to try and fix this mess. This cannot be fixed. So there's a lot of people who challenge whatever it is that you are trying to do. And it comes from, as I said in the beginning, either they tried it themselves and failed, so they project their failures on you. Or they just don't like you as a person. They don't want to see you succeed. So they'd rather come in and tell you that you cannot do it, even if they have no idea what you are trying to achieve. So watching the first episode of Men in the Arena, the Tom Brady story, it starts off with the season that he came in accidentally to play a game. This was the second game in the 2001 season. And sadly, it came a week after the 9/11 bombing. So the country was gripped with fear. There was uncertainty. There was a lot of things happening that the significance of this game could easily be forgotten because of the timing. It literally came a week after the 9/11 bombings. And also to add on to that, Tom Brady was only 199th pick in the previous year. 199th pick. He was picked in the sixth round by New England Patriots in Boston. At number 199. So he wasn't even the greatest of the greats. He wasn't even one of the best. But today, you cannot talk about the NFL without mentioning Tom Brady. And what then happened in that game is their star quarterback or their starting quarterback, Drew Bledsoe, was seriously injured during a game. He didn't realize it when the impact happened, but he had a severed artery in his chest. So he was bleeding internally and he had a collapsed lung. They actually had to rush him into an emergency surgery after the game because he actually stayed and watched the whole game with Tom Brady coming in to replace him. But what then happened during that game is that Tom Brady played his heart out. And when the third game of the season came, because Drew was injured, Brady became the starting quarterback. And after the 2001 season, no one else was New England Patriots quarterback except for Tom Brady, up until the time that he left and went to Tampa Bay in Florida. But the odds that were against Brady were that Drew himself mentioned in an interview that, "I spoke to Tom Brady and told him that you are a nice guy. That's why the team brought you over here. But you are never going to actually play. You're always going to be a bench warmer for the rest of your career unless you decide to move to another team. Because I am not going to let you play. I'm going to keep executing at a high level that makes sure that no matter how hard you train, you are not going to play." So the injury gifted Tom Brady a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And he did not listen to naysayers. Announcers would call him Scott Brady, not Tom Brady. He was unknown. They did not know anything about him. But after the 2001 season, he was the only name on people's lips. And the biggest thing that I learned from this is that when your opportunity arrives, you need to embrace it with both hands. You need to be ready to execute at the level that, regardless of what people are saying about you, regardless of what the haters are saying, regardless of what society is saying, regardless of what the odds are saying, you're going to execute at the highest level that you can. Because no one knew the hunger that Tom Brady had. No one understood what he wanted to achieve in the NFL, what he wanted to achieve at a personal level for his family, for the fans, and for the game overall. So that injury that happened to Drew Bledsoe gave him a one-in-a-million opportunity to prove that I am the greatest quarterback. And even after Bledsoe came back from injury, he could not take that quarterback position back from Tom Brady. Because Brady was executing at a phenomenal level, that his coach said, "It does not make sense for me to take this kid out. Even if Bledsoe is our trusted quarterback, this kid is killing it on the pitch. He's giving his all. So it does not make sense for us to change and bring someone just because we've trusted this guy." I mean, Bledsoe had been drafted in 1993. And in the year 2000, he had just signed a 10-year contract that was worth $103 million. So there was a big investment on this guy. So it did not make financial sense just to bench him because of an unknown Tom Brady. But Tom Brady put in the numbers in that 2001 season that you could not ignore him. You could not ignore him. And fast forward 20 years later, he's won New England Patriots enough rings and championships that make him the greatest quarterback of all time, that make New England Patriots one of the biggest franchises in NFL. And that is the kind of impact that that one moment that he was presented and he executed it at a high level, shutting down all the noise, has changed the face of the game. So whatever it is that you are trying to chase, whatever it is you're looking at achieving in this year 2022, you are the man in the arena. You are the man in the arena. It's not about the people that are pointing fingers, as Roosevelt said. It's not about the people saying this can be done better. It's about you doing it. Imagine being a gladiator in the Colosseum. It's not about the crowd noise cheering and whatever they're doing. It's about you fighting for your own life and survival in that arena at that specific moment. If it's a degree that you are chasing, it's you who's going to write the exam. So it's between you and that exam. It has nothing to do with your peers. It has nothing to do with your family. It's about you and what you are doing it for. What is your why? I always say this. What is your why? Because the world is not going to understand why you do certain things the way that you do them. The world is not going to understand why you're choosing to go in a certain direction. But you know why. And you've been given this opportunity to prove your why. So I just want to say to you that do not listen to negative energy. Do not listen to anything that is trying to put you off, anything that is trying to distract you and take you away from your goal or your purpose. You are the man in the arena. You'd rather go down and say, "I tried and I failed," than not to try at all. You'd rather go down and say, "I gave it my best. I gave it 120%. I gave my all, blood, sweat, tears, everything. I poured my whole self out and it didn't work. Rather than to say, you know what, because people are saying I can't do it, I'm not going to do it. Or because these people tried it and failed, I'm not going to do it. Because you owe you. You owe you. It has nothing to do with everyone else. You owe you. You've been given an opportunity. You are alive today because God sees it fit for you to fulfill your purpose. So do not squander that opportunity. Do not let it fleet. Do not let it go. Because what you do not realize is, it may be an accident that you are where you are today, but the universe is wired in a way that if it gives you an opportunity, you need to use that opportunity. Because there are a lot of what ifs. If Bledsoe did not get injured in that game, Tom Brady was not going to play. We may have never known Tom Brady. And had he not executed at the highest level, where he simply said, you know what, I may be a substitute quarterback, but they've given me a chance and I'm going to prove that I'm not going back on that bench. No matter how good the other guy is, I'm going to play at a level that they will not put me back on that bench. But what we do in life is, because we know we are the second class pick, or we know we're the substitute, we operate as a substitute. I'm just filling in a position. I'm just filling in a gap until that other guy comes back. But what you do not realize is that that is your actual opportunity to execute at your highest level and to prove that you belong to be where you are. So it is up to you to take, to seize that moment and execute at it at your best. Because if you keep working with a substitute's mindset or substitute mentality, you're going to give average performances. You're going to be a placeholder. You're just filling in until that guy comes back. But you need to understand that your purpose is greater than you being just a substitute. Your purpose is greater than you being just a placeholder. There is something that is so strong inside you that you need to execute on at the highest degree of execution. It does not matter that you've been given 5 minutes or 5 seconds, or you are in a stage, you're on a stage and there's just one person listening to you. Give them your 100% as if you're performing in front of 1 million people, because you never know the impact that it will have on that one person. And that impact might actually change your life. So whatever it is you are gunning to do in this year, whatever you are gunning to do in this month, whatever you're gunning to do in the next 3, 5, 10 years, remember that you are the man in the arena and it is up to you to give it your best. The only competition you have is you. Block out all the noise. Block out all the distraction. There is nothing out there that can stop you from achieving your goal except yourself. If you do not believe in why you are where you are today and why you need to be where you want to be, that journey is going to be a disaster for you. If you let people dictate how you live life or how you do things, that is going to be a disaster for you. You need to take ownership. You need to take full control of your destiny. You need to take full control of your purpose and say, I was born to do this and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. To reiterate, you are the man in the arena. You need to start acting like it. But remember, block out all the distractions and focus on your purpose and focus on your goal. That is all I had to share with you guys. Hopefully we'll catch you again next week.
You, world war who? It's up, world war who? It's you, I think we're fighting ourselves. World war who? World war who? It's you, world war who? It's up, I think I'm fighting myself.